K-8-UHQ, so we got it. Sounds like a Duke. Yeah, I remember if I'm wrong, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, like back in the 1970s and 80s, I think even into the 90s maybe, they had, you had to have like a phone line too, right? Because people, you needed to remote control it in case there was an issue. So I remember part of it, I know what's in the club, it's like, oh, how much does it cost to put a phone line in, rent a phone, you know, that kind of thing. And then it was the auto patch. And then when you talk about connectivity and such, and that lets you, maybe this is before Darren's time, but you have what they call California Tech. You know, when they went to volunteer examiners and such, you know, these people are getting, they're getting passed through. Or they would get, instead of doing the codes, they would, even before that, I think someone would pass them through on the novice, and then they could get their technician, and that was before cell phones, right? And so they had people that were using it kind of almost pseudo business and such, they had, you know, in California, they had all these mountaintop repeaters and things like that, you know, all kinds of things. Darren?